Tired of endless swiping with little to show for it? Me too. Talkify is America's number one matchmaking service. They're 6.5 times more efficient in finding real relationships than dating apps. Talkify can match you in as little as 3 introductions compared to dating apps, where people spend 40 plus hours swiping 1,500 times for one date. Let Talkify be your executive assistant for your dating life. Confidential, safe, and stress-free. Visit TAWKIFY.com and stop swiping, wishing, or waiting. Start your journey today.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. And Andy, the very first Leandro Paredes edition of the podcast. Very exciting. I'm sure, as many of you know, my favorite player returning to Roma. We will get into all of that, but first a thank you to all of our patrons over at Patreon, especially our newest patron, Sebastian Frankenberg. Sebastian, thank you so much for your support and, of course, the support of all of our other wonderful patrons. If you want to join the chaotic group chat, get early access to episodes, you can go to patreon.com/RomaPress. Okay, Andy, before we begin this discussion of the Paredes stuff, this is, as everybody is fully aware, my favorite player. But like most things, it is a discussion, in my opinion, that requires nuance. Because, of course, I'm not going to come on here and pretend and try to simply dismiss everything I've said about this guy over the previous more than a few years at this point, almost half a decade. So I'm not going to come on here and do a 180-degree turn. So I have to forewarn of that. I also have to forewarn, I am not friends with this agent, but I know the guy well. He is aware of my opinion of Paredes. And I have a feeling, Lisandro, I hope you are doing well if you are listening. I have no intention on flipping my feelings on this. However, this does require some nuance because he is coming, Andy, to Roma at a figure that, to be frank, I did not ever remotely think. Once we got word that Roma opened up negotiations for Paredes, the transfer figure at which they are acquiring him for, I did not think would be even remotely possible, because it is quite literally a third of what Juve had the option to purchase him for after his loan. He went to Juve last season, loan with option to buy, and I believe the purchase option was a 15 to 17 million or something like that. Well, Roma, when you include bonus, they are getting him for just under 5 million euros. Now, he does have big wages, very, very, very big wages. With PSG, he was earning right around 7.5 net per season. A very, very high wage. I mean, to give you comparison, that is more than Paulo Dybala earns at Roma. So that just gives you an idea, okay? However, Roma will be able to take advantage of the growth decree in Italy, which is one of the few things, Andy, that I have said on here a number of times that the government has done that is both proactive and positive. I can name, I don't know, under 5 in my lifetime in which the government has implemented that has been that has had a bit of foresight, that has been a positive, and has had a direct correlation to Italian football, positive correlation to Italian football. So that's where I am with this Paredes thing. Again, not my kind of player. I am not a fan of the guy, and the characteristics Toechi brings. Now, this is all, in my opinion, you have to connect this operation directly to the situation of Nemanja Matic. So that's what we are going to talk about probably for all 30 to 40 minutes in this episode. You have Matic, which, when I said in the previous episode that Roma have been very forthcoming, very transparent in this summer transfer window, even they were taken aback by how every single thing unfolded with Matic this weekend. Because when we came, when did we record? Thursday we recorded? Whenever we did our previous episode, they were adamant. There's nothing going on with Matic. He's not going anywhere. We haven't been told anything. We haven't been contacted by Van. We haven't been contacted by his agent. There is nothing there. And then we see, 48 to 72 hours later, he is going on a plane to France. Now, in my opinion, we are talking about, with these two midfielders and the two guys that have a different set of games, characteristics, strengths, weaknesses, profiles, whichever word you want to use. To me, it is almost as if when you take player for player, while they are both still midfielders, it is like comparing, you know, apples to oranges almost. Because these two guys are just completely, completely different midfielders. So, for me, Nemanja Matic was everything that I wanted Steven Inzonzi to be. Okay? Everything. Physical. Winning duels. A veteran presence. A guy who has won many things. Who brings a particular aura, both on and off of the pitch. So when we got word that, yeah, this thing is actually happening, Matic is leaving. He's going to leave Roma. I'm not going to say I was devastated. However, I was very, very down because I think this guy brought a particular set of personality and technical traits that Roma do not have within the team currently. Andy, they do not have someone with that level of physicality, somebody who can win duels like he can, somebody who is willing to give the defensive work rate that he does. Now, for me, when I look at this deal for Paredes, he is not a direct replacement, in my opinion. These two guys are very, 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 very different. So it is difficult for me to sort of look at this in a very balanced point of view because these guys, they just have completely different games. So when it comes to Paredes coming back to Roma, I think the deal itself, it's a fantastic deal. I don't know how you can argue with it. You get them at a cut rate because PSG, desperate to get guys off of their books. You get them at a cut rate for his wages. Yes, large, but the decreto crescita, you take advantage of that. And then on the other side of things, you also consider, okay, well, very positive aspect of him coming in. The deal itself is set up very good, in my opinion. But then you have Matic. You are now going to miss these sort of abilities in the middle of the pitch. And when you compare what is left out the door, in my opinion, with Matic, there are things that Paredes does that Matic didn't do. However, when it comes to the physicality portion, the defensive work rate, I think the leadership component as well, I think that is the area in which is going to be lacking more and still is needed. So where do you come out in all of that? I talked almost for 10 straight minutes. Where are you with this whole thing?
Yeah, you almost pulled an Andy right there. You know,
well,
you
do it when you know.
You learn from the best. Exactly. You learn from the best.
You know, in Vicenza, they're doing construction at 11 p.m. or something.
It's about time that you went on for 10 minutes, my friend. You know, this is. It's a very particular situation because, as you've just said, when we recorded the last episode on Thursday, the feeling was Nemanja Matić wants out of Roma, but the club do not intend to let him go. And in the end, the player will accept this stance of the club and will remain. The problem is that things seem to have broken up between Matić, the team, the organization. Whatever happened behind the scenes, I don't want to make too many speculations, but whatever happened is led to Matić leaving the club like shortly 48 to 72 hours later. As you said, he left the capital yesterday in the evening, arrived in France. Today he underwent his medical, so there's going to be an announcement. By the time that this episode releases, maybe there's going to be an announcement. Who knows? The thing is that, once again, Roma, not only are they busy pursuing targets that they've been trying to pursue for months, such as Marcos Leonardo and Renato Sanchez. No, all of a sudden, they have to settle this Nemanja Matić situation. They have to get an offer from Ren, because, mind you, they weren't going to let him go for free. So they get those $3 million for him. And then with those $3 million, they have to find the replacement. They go, once again, with whom do we have good relations? With PSG. Who do we want in PSG and who is out of the project? Well, there is Leandro Paredes, who had a kind of underwhelming season at Juve. At the same time, had a pretty good World Cup with Argentina. Had some really good moments in that tournament. He's been marginalized by Luis Enrique, out of the project, makes a lot of money, yes, but can be signed on favorable terms thanks to the growth decree that is still applicable. That's you know, it's once again, it's a situation that is a one-way street. So even if we've labeled Paredes in the past as a futsal player, and he, again, he's not the type of player that excites me. This is not a signing that I will go crazy about. But to be honest with you, there's just no other way. Like, the season starts in 6 days from now. You've just lost Nemanja Matić, who had an excellent first year at Roma, was important on and off the pitch, embodied everything that you were looking for in the midfielder at that particular place in time. In order to find a perfect replacement for Nemanja Matić, you cannot have only 6 days to go to the. That's something that you have to sell months in advance. This was never going to happen. So, yeah, you have to make do. Leandro Paredes is not old. Leandro Paredes doesn't have the same injury history as Renato Sanchez, another player who's about to join Roma from PSG. Leandro Paredes has a pretty strange career because he leaves Roma in 2017, goes and plays for Zenit. I believe he stays there 2 years, something like that, 2.5 years.
Right.
Goes to PSG, doesn't really impose himself, goes to Juve, doesn't really impose himself. With the national team, he finds more of a system within Scaloni's game plan. So we get a more mature Paredes that is, once again, a different player than Matić. But that's what the situation calls for. So there has to be some understanding in that behind each signing. There are circumstances that led to that signing. So if you say, do you like Leandro Paredes as your marquee signing of the summer, a signing that has been in the works for months and months and months, this is a player that Roma loved, they wanted. No, then I'm unhappy. But if I understand that this is what the situation called for, that there was really no way out of this Matic situation, and you had to quickly find a solution with the money that you made from the Matic sale, then if you tell me we got you a younger midfielder, a guy that knows the club, knows the environment, knows Serie A, and he can be ready to go any minute now. And he also has something to prove. He doesn't want to fall. He doesn't want to be left out of the Argentina squad that just won the World Cup. He wants to continue growing, and he can grow as a player still. And we got him for less than 5 million. I mean, Gianluca Di Marzio is saying 2.5 million plus bonuses. To me, that's a good deal. In that moment in time, I have to applaud the club just for their reaction. And obviously, the signing itself will have to be judged, you know, as the season goes on, seeing the performances, seeing the fitness levels. We have, that's, you know, it's if we end up with the Paredes that played for Juve, obviously that's not good enough, right? Disappointing. He had like 30 appearances, 35 appearances for Juve, maybe scored one goal all year long. Again, I don't expect this guy to come in and change the whole game plan and structure of the team. But I expect a player that wants to redeem himself, a player that wants to come back and say, guys, you know, like I left when I was like, what, 22, something like that. Now I'm a grown man. I've been to Russia. I've been to Paris. I've played in the Champions League. I've won the World Cup with Argentina. I took a crucial penalty in the fight. Like this is me. You know, I'm back here and I'm ready to help whatever you need. To me, I have to applaud the reaction. Then obviously the questions will always come up. Because you can be unhappy about, well, this is not exactly the profile that we wanted. He doesn't have exactly the skills that we needed at this point in time. To me, the question is always, what was the situation behind it? You know, how much time were you gonna, you know, were you gonna get after Nemanja Matic left? There had to be a reaction. Like if you let Nemanja Matic walk, and then you let yourself get caught up in endless negotiations, which result in you not being able to come up with an alternative within 48, 72 hours, then you look foolish. I totally understand that people can say, well, Roma have looked foolish all summer long, this Marcos Leonardo situation, this Renato Sanchez deal that never seems to come to fruition. But this is very important. It sends a message that nobody is untouchable. Even a guy like Nemanja Matic, who, you know, one of the biggest allies of Mourinho, a guy that's been with him in three different clubs, on three different occasions, in three different environments, and in within three different rosters competing for different objectives, even a guy like him is replaceable. Like, that's, to me, that's the main message, that's the main conclusion that I draw from this deal for Leandro Paredes.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks. Which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
This.
Yeah, definitely. What do you make, though, of Matic? I am curious to get your opinion on him, more so the behavior, because I said this in the Patreon group chat either yesterday or Saturday. I don't know. I forget which date. But Roma were trying to make it abundantly clear to every single media outlet that they were shocked, stunned, floored, whichever verb you want to use that is similar to those, by how this entire thing went down. Because in their minds, it went from 0 to 100 within 24 to 48 hours. From nothing to done, just within, less than 2 days. And they were very, very angry. They made it clear. Jose Mourinho was angry too. And I have to tell you, he would have been probably one of the last guys. Like, if you just list the squad of Roma and you have laid out in a summary, you have blank player who is going to do this and just describe everything that has happened over the past couple of days involving Matic. I mean, he would have been one of the last suspects, in my opinion. And to see it end like this really leaves a bad, bad taste in my mouth, at least. Because I was very, very, very defensive of him the moment he arrived at Roma, because some people were getting down on him because of his age, he didn't cause much excitement. I was thrilled because I thought he would thrive in Serie A. I thought he would thrive particularly in Serie A under Jose Mourinho, and he did fantastic in his first season. And to see him ruin is too harsh. I don't know. You know, it probably isn't too harsh. But to see him just spoil his time, as brief as it was, like that with Roma, really does leave you feeling just confused, a bit sad, angry. I don't know, but that's my feeling of it, because he's the kind of guy you never would have expected this from.
Especially given, given the reputation, his status within the club, within the club, outside the club, the way he was perceived by the fans. This is so weird. It's such a strange situation because, as you said, it really went from 0 to 100. We get reports that, imply that he didn't want to train with the team anymore, that in the final days of Roma's tour in Portugal, he was not making himself available to Mourinho and his teammates, that he had even been approached by Rennes a month ago or something, and that he had already agreed to a long-term contract. And so it's very bizarre, because I can't even tell if this was a decision dictated by money or something else, because I find it difficult to believe that a player of Matic's caliber couldn't secure a hefty contract, say, in Saudi Arabia next year. I can understand maybe, he's 35 and he's worried about his physical condition, perhaps declining, not having as good of a year as he had this past season. But the Matic that we saw last season is still a very, very good midfielder and a player that can really solve a lot of problems for a lot of teams. And for a team like Roma that is already struggling with their roster, with the fact that a lot of guys are injured, with the fact that a lot of guys are inexperienced, to lose that charismatic leader in this bizarre fashion, where even Mourinho is rumored to have felt betrayed by him. According to Filippo Biafora of Il Tempo, this guy basically is persona non grata. Nemanja Matic is now somebody that Mourinho didn't want to look at anymore. Like, the way he handled this whole situation of wanting to leave the club did not sit well with Mourinho. And if Matic, a guy with whom Mourinho has worked with on several occasions in three different settings, if that goes sour, then it means there was something big. And that really makes me wonder what the hell happened, because he was too much of an important player for Roma to just lose like that, you know, as if it was nothing. And that's why I said I applaud the way his exit was handled, because you send the message that nobody is irreplaceable, nobody's untouchable, you know. This is, even if you're Nemanja Matic and you are the prodigy, the favorite, the class favorite of Jose Mourinho, you are gonna face consequences for your attitude, your behavior. It's a shame. It's just a shame, because we mentioned this in the earlier episodes. One of the things we were looking forward to was keeping that core. And in my opinion, Nemanja Matic was already part of that core. You are looking at this team and you're looking at Paulo Dybala, you're looking at Lorenzo Pellegrini, Gianluca Mancini, Brian Cristante, and Nemanja Matic. Like, these were supposed to be the five guys, and Chris Smalling. These are supposed to be the 5 to 6 guys that are just there, that are meant to be there, that have to stay there. They all renewed their contracts. Nemanja Matic extended his stay. He could have opted out. He could have said, guys, I'm done. You know, we reached the Europa League final. I'm good. You know, I want to seek a long-term contract elsewhere. He did not. That really boggles my mind, because if you make that decision and then Stade Rennais, you know, like, not even say Bayern or PSG or Stade Rennais, an interesting team, a team that fights for, in a way, similar objectives as Roma, but in a different dimension. Still, it's a different market, it's a different place. Like, why? Like, all of a sudden, this need to move away from a coach that trusts you, that considers you pivotal for this, because no matter who else was supposed to come in this, that doesn't matter. Nemanja Matic was still going to have a place in this team, and an important one too, in the starting lineup. Nobody was going to take it away from him. Maybe he would have been rested once or twice, but still, it's not like he was looking at retirement here. So I don't think playing time influenced anything in this decision. And that's what really doesn't sit right with me. It's a shame. It's a shame, because this was a special player with the kind of season that he had, with that famous "that's football" to Paulo Dybala, when Dybala was in tears after the Europa League final defeat. That sense of, you know, authority, calmness, just that's something that is very difficult to replace. I'm not saying it cannot be done. I think that this team has learned a lot over the last few years, and they can persevere no matter what if you keep that core intact. And so that's okay. That's fine. But you need guys that are coming in from outside and that bring that same, you know, gravitas, that same personality, that same, you know, just like a rock, you know, no matter what happens. Okay, we lost, we move on, and we're going to win next time, right? And I just had this sense that with Matic, everything was going to be okay. I'm going to miss that. He was that kind of player, you know, the kind of player that makes you go, oh, you know what, it's going to be fine. He's there, you know. I mean, this is a guy that chased the ball for 120 minutes. What was it against Feyenoord? I mean, he was just lights out. It was insane what he was doing there. Insane the way he handled all those minutes at 34 years of age, and was easily one of the best ones in that whole Europa League campaign. And to just see him go like this, unfair, because those players, you know, don't happen too often at Roma. And you're gonna have to replace them with a player, and with obviously Renato Sanchez also coming in. Different characteristics, different traits. It's a whole different ball game. To me, it doesn't sit right. I don't like it because I believe in romanticism, and I believe in, you know, in a nice, in a happy ending. I believe in, you know, the veteran player coming in, you know, fighting for glory, and maybe it doesn't work out, but he still, you know, he leaves on good terms. And instead, here you can clearly feel that something went south. And as a Roma fan, it's unfair that we won't see Nemanja Matic with a Roma shirt on anymore, because that guy was pure class. But at the end of the day, club comes first. The team comes first. The way this team has fought for these past 2.5 years with Mourinho, it's been, you know, it's been immense. And that is, to me, the that is something I cling on to, hoping that we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be fine. And I do believe that we're gonna be fine, because hey, if everything depends on a 35-year-old player, then you're in trouble. You can't have that. So I do believe that we're gonna be fine. It's gonna that doesn't mean it's not going to be complicated finding a way to get Leandro Paredes into the rotation, to maybe now try and switch up the plan of having Hussein Aouar come in and replace Pellegrini. Maybe, you know, starting with Salernitana. Maybe we're going to see Hussein Aouar, Pagano, you know, because Pellegrini is suspended. So it's going to be, a lot of it is going to be, it's going to be the team trying to figure out a way to play without Nemanja Matic. That's not not an easy task, but it's something that we have to do. We have to do, because at the end of the day, football is about 11 guys on the pitch and then everybody else on the bench. It's not about that one guy plus this guy who's 35 years of age having to carry you. And all of a sudden, when he's out of the picture, you're helpless. That can't be it. I as I said about Leandro Paredes, this is not, in his right, he's a good player. He's an okay player. It's not a player that excites me, but maybe in these circumstances, maybe he can be the answer. Who knows? It's a shame, because I think that the story between Roma and Nemanja Matic should have ended differently. But at the end of the day, this is about Roma. It's about Mourinho and his players. And if you're not on board, you just cannot let yourself contaminate the rest of the team. You just cannot. This is it's bigger than you. It's bigger than one. Doesn't matter if it's Nemanja Matic, if it's Paolo Dybala, if it's Lorenzo Pellegrini, whoever it is. There is a team. There is a club at stake. There are objectives that you must reach in order to get out of this perennial slump, this perennial Champions League drought. You have to do it. And if you have to do it, if you have to achieve it, you can only do so with everybody on board. If that means Leandro Paredes being on board and helping you succeed, then so be it.
Yeah, well said. I think that's the perfect way to end this here. I am more or less in the exact same camp as you. I don't think you dislike the guy's game as much as I do. However, again, this is nuance. I don't have any issues, and in fact I think it is fantastic the deal that they did to acquire the guy. I mean, it's no different than, you know,
on such a short notice. Yeah,
I like Paulo Dybala on a free. I probably would not have liked if Roma acquired Paulo Dybala for 40 to 50 million euros. I mean, these things are nuanced.
Like, you know, like Henrik Mkhitaryan on the last day of the transfer window for peanuts.
Right.
Turned out to be a great unexpected signing for us.
Correct. 100%. That's the way you have to look at these things. And I think the number one thing to take from this, okay, just put my opinion of Paredes to the side. To get a guy of his level, again, I'm just putting my personal feelings on him to the side, and to get a guy of his level already secured before you have finalized the exit of Matic, and let's be very clear, you get 3 million euros for Matic, you more or less have not only paid for the arrival of Paredes for the most part, again, the wages that he comes with, the growth decree, I mean, everything about this operation, when you consider the time frames in which they, how constrained they were and how quickly they were able to make all of this happen, you can't help but applaud them. and give Thiago Pinto massive plaudits, in my opinion, because I don't think he could have done any better. What more could you have asked for from the guy?
At this point in time, and with that kind of profile, very little. Obviously, one can argue, well, you should have thought about it earlier. But again, Roma function on a day-to-day basis, given the limited means they have at their disposal for the transfer window. If something's not a priority, there can't be a plan for it. So with Nemanja Matic, that's why I think also Mourinho is pissed off, because if you're going to leave, you have to, in this situation, with this roster, with everything that a guy like Nemanja Matic knew very well about this team. This is how we're going to go. This is how we roll. If you want to leave, you have to let them know in advance. It's
Yeah, I mean, this is later than what Dzeko did, yeah? I mean, Dzeko did it the first week of August,
Dzeko did it in the first week of August, and it was settled in a matter of hours. Literally. It was like the 2nd of August, and then on the 9th of August, we had Tammy. But with Nemanja, even more so than Dzeko, you know, even more so than Dzeko. Because in that situation, you could go out of your way and be like, okay, I'm gonna splash 40 million on Tammy Abraham. Now you're like, well, how much can we get from Nemanja, and what can we do with that money? And with that money, you can get Leandro Paredes, and so be it. So be it. If it's not the ideal signing, fine. If at least is a signing that can be useful for us in the long run, if it can help act as a band-aid in certain situations, if he can give a contribution in the league, in the Europa League, in the Coppa Italia, whenever somebody's fleeing off, if he can then be that guy for us, then please be it, because we have nothing to lose right now.
The perfect way to end it. All right, everyone, we will return later in the week for the season preview. The last week of summer that we have before Roma begin their season. So enjoy the calm for now before the madness begins in less than 1 week. So we will return in just a few days. Until then, ciao.
Ready for a real relationship? Talkify is 6.5 times more efficient than dating apps. Why waste 40 plus hours swiping each month? Let Talkify's expert matchmakers manage it. On average, clients find someone special in just 3 matches compared to the 1,500 swipes for just one date on apps. With an over 80% success rate, confidential process with no public profiles, you can trust Talkify. Visit TAWKIFY.com to start your journey. Stop swiping, wishing, or waiting. Start your journey and go to TAWKIFY.com.